I'm Karen Bowman. I'm the founder and executive director of Drop It and Drive.
And?
Tim Bailey. I am just a poor old pensioner on a fixed income.
Otherwise known as our chair and operations director.
We're standing in a parking lot between some businesses and the Burger King with the drive-thru, and there's an intersection there. What do you see? What are you pointing at?
So there's a woman, jogger, walking along the sidewalk past the entryway to this parking lot, and her head's buried in her phone while she's texting. And so she's got no awareness at all, visually or possibly cognitive, of what's going on around her. Distracted driving and distracted walking makes her a horrible and often deadly consequence. When I first moved to BC, I got hit twice in two car crashes. And the first one was quite significant. When I looked at starting this program, it was out of a desire to keep my kids safe. Got rolling with the program. 3 months in, our daughter was injured by a distracted driver. So that just, it kind of cemented why we need to be doing what we're doing. We're the only program of its kind in North America. I don't know why, but we are. I can't imagine not doing this, especially with what happened to our daughter. What we did is we're talking with the BC Forest Safety Council, and to take it a step beyond the corporate program, but to give safety professionals a tool that they can use after we've gone and delivered a seminar, something that they can just reference when they need to do their monthly safety updates or they want to do a quick 10-minute presentation.
You have to reorient again, so it's not just coming back into.
Over a 27-year career that I had, and you're in Surrey, did a lot of time on the rescue, so well over 1,000 collisions. People think that emergencies only happen to everyone else, they don't happen to you. So we don't say this might happen or this could happen. This is what we've seen over in 27 years.
Over the course of those 27 years, have you seen a change in distracted driving?
Oh, it's way worse. You know, I've been retired for 3 years. Just in and my son, my youngest guy, is now 4 years as a firefighter. The stuff that he's seeing is faster and there are a higher impact. And, you know, I was involved in some really bad incidents, but it's getting worse and worse and worse all the time.
You know, when you're talking about the different temptations that are around an area like this, I mean, you've got people who are, you know, about ready to pull out of their parking spot, and that's the moment they realize they must make a phone call. And instead of just staying in the parking spot and putting it in park, oh no, I can do it while I'm driving. And I think that's one of the real challenges. She was distracted by putting on her seatbelt. So there's a truck pulling out of one way. He's thankfully paying attention to what's going on, which was cool because that stopped him from driving into the side of her. She's moving ahead, looking down, trying to click on her seatbelt.
So who else can we call out?
That was perfect. You've got two people in the car. The driver's driving, the passenger's on the phone. If you have a passenger in the car, there's no reason why you should have your phone in your hand. Give it to your passenger.
Just go and stand on a corner at an intersection and watch how many people, you know, when they stop at a red light, it's time to text.
God forbid
they talk to each other,
right? There are other kinds of distracted driving, too. What about other distractions?
There's a drive-in right behind us, okay? Let's talk about coming out, and you're in a hurry, so you stick a cup of hot tea, which was recently boiling, and you just stick it in your crotch and hit a speed bump. Yeah, that can be a little distracting. My solution is if I'm going to go through a drive-thru, I then come and pull and sit in a car, open it.
When you asked me before if I'm ever tempted, I'm not ever tempted. And I wasn't tempted beforehand either, but what I did do before Kylie got hurt is I used Bluetooth. Bluetooth hands-free is legal, so why not? I didn't chat on it a lot, but every now and then it's just pushing one button, what's the big deal? Once I started doing the research and really learning the science behind cognitive distractions and hands-free cell phone use, it's just as distracting and dangerous as handheld. And I've never used a Bluetooth since, and it hasn't had a negative impact on my life at all.
What about something like radio? Yeah, like I'm always in my car changing my station. And
at one time, that was the leading distraction for youth in a vehicle, was either changing the station or putting in a CD or any of that kind of stuff. It's now slipped down a little bit, but it's these innocent looking or sounding things like that. How long are you looking in that radio until you look back up? And if you're going 50 kilometers an hour, that means you're going 15 meters a minute.
Second.
So if I look at it for 3 seconds, I've just gone just about 150 feet blind.
It really should be scary. And the thing is, I mean, we like to listen to music while we're driving. We're not trying to say, no, you can't have your radio or no, you can't have your passengers. But it's about being responsible about it. The most distracted drivers on the road right now that a study just found is new moms. Because, you know, everything is engaged with the kids. And, you know, when you think of it from that perspective, you know, yes, the kids might need discipline to get settled down in the back seat, but is it worth their lives? You know, like that old saying, don't make me pull over this car, you know.
They're locked in a seat. They can't do anything. Let them scream, yell, act like a bunch of idiots, you know.
I thought I was a pretty safe driver, but now I'm thinking I'm pretty distracted, actually.
I'll tell you right now, we're a distraction right here. Yeah. You look at these people going by, and they're turning a corner, coming into a parking lot, and just about every one of them is looking at us.
The issue, actually, and it'll surprise people for me to say this, the issue isn't about distracted driving. The issue is safe driving. Anything that takes your hand, your mind, or your eyes off of driving has a potential consequence. You know, when Kylie got hurt, she was 8 years old, and it only happened because the woman who hit the car she was sitting in wasn't doing her job. All she had to be doing was paying attention to driving, and that never would have happened. So to hear that people are consciously willing to inflict harm or death upon others or themselves before they're willing to change a behavior that is so unnecessary, it boggles the mind. I can't even begin to wrap my head around that.